on the line now. I have Scott Ahern from Sea Change. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Not too bad. Before we talk in general, we talk about the walk on Sunday, the 18th. Tell us what's happening.
Well, basically, one of the things we're working with our farming partner organisations, such as the IFA and Mental Health Ireland, we're running walks around Ireland, basically bringing families and communities together to which they can open up the conversation about mental health. And that's taking place in Galway this weekend, and there's obviously other ones taking place in Cork and in Limerick, and we'd once previously in Wicklow. So it's a real community event to help promote the Green Ribbon, but also generate the conversation about mental health.
Okay, and if people want to take part, what should they do?
If you want to take part, all the details of our events are on greenribbon.ie under the news and events section. And you can click on the date, which is on the 18th of May, and it'll tell you the details of where the walks are taking place.
Okay. Now, mental health has been talked about now more profusely in the past 2 years, more than any ever I can remember any time before. Is it taking hold, do you think, in any way? Are people grasping it? The general public first, and is services getting any better?
Well, when we first did the Green Ribbon campaign back last year, we went with the task of looking at getting 50,000 green ribbons. And actually, over the course of planning last year's campaign, we increased that to 150,000 ribbons. Now, from that year to this year, we're now up to 300,000. So there's clearly an appetite within the general public about the campaign, and those who want something that they can own to start the conversation and empower others to speak about mental health. So definitely there is a shift, and there is an appetite for that to increase and go further over the years. Within the services, you know, from my own experiences with businesses and workplaces, we know that there's definitely an increase in number of those interacting and wanting to participate with the campaign. So I definitely think we're at early days now, but it is clearly growing, and there's an appetite for people to wanting to take more of the campaign for themselves.
And is the stigma attached to mental health in that sense dissipating in any way?
Well, I know we've done our own research within Sea Change in 2010 and also in 2012, and we hope to be commissioning one within the next 2 years. But in terms of is the stigma reducing, people are talking more about mental health, especially within our society, absolutely. It's more in the media. But one of the things we need to push and place a little bit more emphasis on is the actual idea of people speaking to each other about it.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to speak about mental health as a third-person perspective almost, as if we're acknowledging the fact that it exists, but we're not talking about how it affects.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an important shift that we need to kind of bring forward, that people do need to speak about their own personal experiences, but equally we all need to invite that conversation as ourselves on a first person perspective.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes what can happen though as well, I'm just reading through some of your literature, is that people get people to talk to ask, but I think a lot of people miss the grasp the idea that you really just have to be a listener, maybe ask the question, well, how are you? And if they get a response at all, it's just sit back and listen, where I think people sometimes can be too eager to think they might have the solution, and it's easy, and it certainly is not.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes people put the focus on service providers and get people into a doctor or a counsellor or psychiatrist. Well, in fact, what we really need support is from the general society. If one person's going for a counselling appointment or they're getting professional help, they also need the support of their work colleagues, their friends and their family, because that is the most holistic approach of recovery for any person. Because whenever you think about counseling appointments or someone seeking help, it's actually not what happens within those times when they're getting the help, it's actually the time differences between the appointments.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, if within the 7-day gap between an appointment with a counsellor, those are where the shifts can happen for a person when they're seeking help and they're going through that process of, you know, reflection, of considerations and curiosity about what's maybe happening for them.
Mm-hmm.
That is the big part of it. It's not just down to the professionals. It's down to all of us to help and support one another.
Okay. Now, the part about professionals, even if they're seeing someone, sometimes the space in between, I mean, you mentioned 7 days, but I think in some cases it can be 6 weeks. But if someone is quiet within themselves and maybe they might say, I'm just going through a bad time, but they don't really want to talk about it, is there any way around that? Is there any sort of conversation? There's no such thing as an easy fix, but to get people to open up, is there a way to do that?
Well, it works in two ways. One, it is down to the responsibility of of all of us to invite the conversation and let people know that we are there if they choose to talk to us. At the end of the day, for anyone seeking any help or who wants to talk, they need to want to do that themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not in the business of forcing people to do something. Mm-hmm. But it's also important that if someone who's listening is concerned about a family member or a friend or a work colleague, sometimes bringing up the topic of mental health straight away might not be the most productive, because in many cases, speaking to the person and identifying that you're there for them is just as important. And by keeping in touch with them, you know, talking to them about everyday things that are going on in all our lives, because mental health is only one component of us. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we keep connecting with people. If we're concerned about them, making a little effort to touch base with them, maybe by a text, by a phone call, or by maybe arranging to meet up with them, but showing them that you're there for them. And okay. I think that's the key part.
And that's even if you just suspect something, if there's nothing being diagnosed, but you just suspect something. Because I sort of get the feeling, I hope I'm not sounding negative, but if, first of all, if you get the person that's trying to help and maybe they recognise something that they're a bit nervous because they're not experienced, they haven't got the qualifications, and then you've got the person who has the problems, who's saying, I'm not going to talk to them because they have no idea what to do. Do you know that sort of thing, and this sort of barrier that immediately appears between the two people?
But if I were to say to you, this is one of the things about the negative attitudes and behaviours that within our society that we've placed on ourselves, that we think we have to be an expert mm-hmm. to talk about mental health. If I were to have fallen down the stairs and twist my ankle, and you may not have any first aid or medical expertise whatsoever, I would still assume you would know about picking me up, reassuring me, get me a glass of water, and mm-hmm. then you'd seek professional help. And that's from no training whatsoever. So there's an element of we need to tap into our own senses about the idea of asking the simple things, how are you, and meaning it, being genuine, listening to people, avoiding the clichés of what we would be all very passive remarks about mental health. These are certain things that we can all do to help one another and kind of really show that support, because you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to do a counselling course or CPT or mm-hmm. do some wellness workshop. We all can listen and we can all support one another.
Yeah, I don't think what you mean by the cliches is what you're just saying to someone, pull yourself together or cheer up or whatever. There's people worse off than you are. Yeah. There's people much worse off than you are, which there always is. I mean, that's a famous one, no matter what's wrong with you. But I suppose as the main thing is for you to just be a listener. I think that's the big key thing, is to maybe just get the first question, well, how are you? And then sit back and listen and not try to, as I say, to solve the problem yourself, but just to be a good listener.
Definitely, yeah, absolutely. And it is, and even today we're hosting a national campaign about Time to Talk, which is about the idea of inviting that conversation about mental health and making it okay that we can and we should talk about it as well. And that's taking place all day today. It's very much an online campaign at the moment. We have all the details on our website, greenribbon.ie, and they can participate by following either the Green Ribbon IRL Twitter account or Sea Change Scott.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today. And that walk is taking place this Sunday. What time is it kicking off at?
It's kicking off at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Listen, Sean, Scott, thank you very much for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.